You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
The Wausau Business Show with Ryan and Paul.
Let's get down to business. Let's get down to business.
Wandering Wausau to get the beat on the street.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Corey from Limerick. Yes, let's get ready for St. Patty's Day. Corey, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
How many years have you had Limerick's now?
12.
12 glorious years. Some of the best food in town. I love coming here for lunch. Love coming here for happy hour.
I'll vouch for the food. It's awesome.
Love coming here for St. Patty's Day and a Guinness. You've got, and like all other years, you have a special St. Patty's Day buffet. Can you explain that, please?
Of course. We have a buffet set up with corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, carrots. We also do homemade soda bread, and then we'll have some sort of a dessert item.
My ancestors in Cork, Ireland are salivating in their graves right now. And how late do you stay open all day? What time do you open?
Pretty much, yeah. We'll be open at 11 o'clock. And we'll be serving that buffet until it's gone.
Just slammed all day, typically, I'm assuming?
Definitely.
This is just the biggest day of the year for your establishment, I'm assuming?
Of course. Yeah. We'll also have traditional live Irish music from about 4 to 7.
Yeah? Who? John Shea or anybody we know?
Right. John Shea, Fergus McKiernan, and a bunch of their friends. So
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, we know them.
And is Eddie Bagpipes coming?
That I don't know.
All right. And you have a new location that you're opening up and you're remodeling down the block a little ways.
It's on the corner of 3rd and Grant, it'll be like right next to Evolutions.
And when is that going to open up?
Sometime in April, not really sure when.
Very cool, very cool. Well, thanks, Corey. Thanks a lot, and happy St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day. Nice. Thank you.
May the luck of the Irish be with you always, matey. Do they say matey in Ireland?
I don't know, you're the Irish one.
The Wausau Business Show.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside.
It's the St. Patty's Day special. All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's go.
Got the lucky charms.
They're magically delicious.
Wausau Business Show.
Episode number 48. We are creeping up on 50, Paul.
We're almost there.
Can you believe we're approaching 50 episodes in almost 1 year of the Wausau Business Show?
Half a century worth of episodes. It's amazing.
What are we doing? Who would have ever thought?
We thought we'd make it 5.
We still consider it limited edition. This
right.
is a limited edition. We don't know how long it's going to go. We're thinking maybe 100 episodes.
100 is a good goal.
Well, I mean, we can't do it forever.
The century mark sounds good to me.
All right.
It's still fun, though.
Nearing 50. Still fun.
Still fun,
Wausau.
Yep.
We are at your service, Wausauians.
Right.
Who's coming up on the show? This week, Paul.
Oh, we got a packed show this week. We got Ed G. Lombardo coming to play some bagpipes, believe it or not.
What do you call them?
Bagpipes.
Bag. You gotta pronounce it like you're from Wausau.
That's right. This is a Wausau Business Show, after all. Ed's gonna be playing the bagpipes.
Eddie Bagpipes. And we went by Limerick's, but a lot gonna be going on at Malarkey's, today, too.
Obviously. Great Irish pub.
Best two Irish pubs in Wausau.
That's right.
Which means best two Irish pubs west of Ireland.
There you go. Or east, depending on which way you're circumnavigating the globe.
Yeah. The point is, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's right.
But we're also going to be going by Forward Beverage in case you're sober curious.
That's right.
That's kind of the new thing. If you're not drinking on St. Patty's Day,
yep.
Maybe you gave it up for Lent or whatever.
Sure.
We're going to talk with the founders of Forward Beverage coming up, too. If you're taking the alternative approach to St. Patty's Day.
You can still have fun without alcohol, everyone.
Pretty sure you can still have the luck of the Irish if you're not drinking.
champion.
And they're going to show us how.
So that's coming up, and the Friend of a Friend competition is heating up.
Yeah.
It's this competition where we are trying to get people to recruit people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. And all you have to do is sign up. If you think you can recruit one person, two people, a couple, whoever, to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, if you're an organization, a business, or an individual, you can sign up at wausaubusiness.com. And the competition runs through June of this year.
Right.
So that'll be great. And Julie, you've got somebody that just moved into town, right?
Yes, we are so excited. You know, obviously we want to bring new time and talent into Wausau, and we're excited that we just hired a new STEM outreach coordinator. She relocated from DePere. Excited to be here in our community, and just it's wonderful to look out our doors and see the building that's going on there, and they're thinking about moving into that location. So how great is it to be where we are in this area and also bringing in new time and talent.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, way to
Julie.
Go. All
here
right.
We go. Yeah.
Bringing a new talent.
She's got one, plus one for Julie Bowman.
Yes, and she's so excited to be here too. She lives not far from the Children's Imaginarium and likes to walk and enjoys the downtown and is excited about summer activities, concert on the square. So really, really fun environment.
Yeah, it's a pretty good strategy for newbies to the area to sign up for the Friend of a Friend competition too, because they're the ones that, you know, they just moved from an area and they're like, yeah, I moved here. It's awesome. And you should move here too. And by the way, I could win $10,000 if you move here.
Right.
So she might want to have her sign up.
Yes, 100%. So, yeah, I know she was talking about how she had to replace her brakes on her car. So, yeah, that would help offset that cost to her brakes. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yes.
WausauBusiness.com. Thanks for calling, Julie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, take care.
Bye. Julie Bowman, Executive Director for the Children's Imaginarium.
Yeah, thanks, Julie.
Great work, Julie.
Contest is heating up. I love it.
If you haven't signed up yet, you can be an individual or a business,
sure,
a group of people, whatever. $10,000 is on the line for the team that recruits the most people to live and work in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yeah, let's bring people to Wausau, everyone.
All you got to do is sign up at wausaubusiness.com. Thanks to Strongbridge and Greenfire, builders of the future.
Thanks for sponsoring that.
And it's that time of year where the DNR has officially put out their thin ice warning, Paul.
Yeah.
Department of Natural Resources. It's something to take very seriously. The ice shanties are off or coming off.
Right. There's end of winter, early spring. It always happens.
Yeah, it's a good thing, a bad thing. Nice to see them come. Nice to see them go.
Safely go. That's right.
North and south of Highway 64 is how they distinguish when the deadline is. But now both those deadlines have passed and the shanties have to come off according to the DNR. Have you ice fished this season, Paul, at all?
No, not this season. I have. It's been a long time.
Yeah? And?
Yeah, as a kid.
Did you get one out of the hole?
I caught a couple of fish.
No.
Well, panfish, but.
Which body of water did you use?
Back in the day, Lake Wausau, right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and we sat out there. It was a little cold. It was my first and last experience ice fishing.
So you've only done this once?
Yeah, I've done it once.
Which part of Lake Wausau, if you don't mind me trying to get the scoop?
At the time, it was just west of Snake Bridge.
Oh, the iconic Snake Bridge.
Yeah.
God rest its soul.
Right. And we didn't have a shanty, though. We were just out there, me, my friend, and my friend's dad.
And you were in luck.
Yeah, we caught a couple.
I've done it a few times. Not that you asked, but...
Ryan, have you ever ice fished? Sorry.
The only thing I ever caught was a buzz, Paul. I've done it a few times and I've always wanted to get one, but no, never successfully. But that doesn't mean I'm not eager to try again.
Sure, keep trying.
But yeah, that thin ice warning is something to take seriously. I always think this time of year about that. I mean, this is a weird story, but when I was like 5...
Go ahead.
This neighbor kid and I wound up taking our tricycles down to the pond in our neighborhood, and it was like, you know, a fairly big, deep pond, wide. It was the neighborhood pond.
Okay.
And it was just deep enough and just wide enough to be, you know, dangerous.
Yeah, I imagine.
And we took our tricycles down there this time of year. Didn't even know what thin ice was. But I dared him to walk across, and he subsequently dared me to walk across.
Yeah.
And he was older. He was 6. I was 5. So
big kid.
Yeah, he may have called me a yellow belly.
Boy.
And I may have said, I double dog dare you.
Yeah, now it's on.
And it was on. I don't know why we didn't go together. You know, let's go together. Thank God we didn't.
Right.
But he was older. He was a year older than me. And so naturally, he couldn't let the younger kid go first. He had to be the old tough guy.
Yeah, he couldn't let you one up him or anything.
Yeah. So he starts going and he gets 3/4 of the way across that pond and he goes down through the ice.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God.
Have I ever told you this story?
I don't think so.
Yeah. He goes in. and all the clothes and all of his winter gear and everything, and he starts bobbing up and down, and I freak out, obviously, and go running back up toward the road and start screaming, bloody murder, help, help!
Of course.
As loud as I've ever screamed for help ever in my life to this day, you know? And his dad comes running, and I'll never forget, he comes running around the far side of the pond, and he kind of gets out on his stomach and crawls out there and gets Matt out of the pond, and... you know, Matt survived, but if we would have both walked across that ice, I really don't know how we would have not both drowned to death. And I think about that quite a bit this time of year.
That is heavy. Holy God.
And so the moral of the story is, Paul, listen to our friends at the Department of Natural Resources this time of year and heed their thin ice warnings.
For God's sake, stay off that ice. My goodness.
And the other moral of the story is watch your damn kids. Yes, I don't know what our parents were doing.
Yeah, different time.
It was the 80s. Yeah. Anything goes in
anything
the
80s. Goes in the 80s, right. We all know that.
We were close enough where they could like shout to us if we needed to come back for dinner.
Okay, yeah. You know? The anything dinner bells.
Goes. Yeah. All right, let's bring it up. How do we bring it up? You want to talk about Jaylen Bayle?
Oh, I love, yes, that brings it immediately up.
What the hell is Jaylen Bayle? Well, you remember center court at the Wausau Center Mall?
I remember that very well. Jaylen Bayle.
Jaylen Bayle. You call whoever and you get them in jail, pretend jail.
Yeah, so like a coworker, maybe your husband or wife, maybe an old buddy.
And they have to be jailed at center court and then they have to sit there until they earn, I don't know, $500 or whatever by calling all their friends.
Yeah,
until
bail is raised.
And then all the money goes to a good cause.
Yeah.
And it's a fun competition.
Let's bring it back. Maybe we can work with Mark Craig. I know he had something to do with it back in the day at Wausau Center Mall.
Obviously, we can't do it at center court.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, and it's it looks like it's apartments and piles of dirt. I mean, they're working on it.
Yeah. But you know who needs some money to fundraise is the Wausau Club.
Oh, the bringing that back.
Historic. It sits on the Register of Historic Places, the National Register of Historic Places, and David Anthony Hummer is over there, and he's about to open it, and they still need to raise about $100,000.
Okay.
And then all the people that had junior girls and Peppermint and their weddings there.
Yeah,
and everything
a few
else,
weddings.
It can all come back to its original glory and that historic. It's going to be more beautiful than ever. I've seen the renderings of it and everything, and he's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I think we need to help him get across the goal line. He needs just over $100,000 more to finish it all off and open the doors to Wausonians and anybody that wants to celebrate. So the Wausau Business Show is bringing back Jail and Bail.
All right. We're doing it.
Stand by for more details on that coming up on the Wausau Business Show. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. Let's get some green beer going. Let's get the Guinness fired up.
Let's celebrate.
It's the St. Paddy's Day special. The luck of the Irish will be with you today, all day, just for listening to the Wausau Business Show.
You've earned it.
But next, Eddie Bagpipes is going to be in here playing the bagpipes and talking about all the great things he does for Wausau. This is the Wausau Business Show.
We'll be right back.
With a pot of gold. What will we do with an open sailor? What will we do with an open sailor? What will we do with an open sailor? Early in the morning. Way, hey, and up your raises. Way, hey, and up your raises. Way, hey, and up your raises. Early in the morning.
We are Wausau, Wisconsin, USA. Home to NFL legends Dave Craig, Jerry Wunsch, Jim Otto, and the man they call the Wonder of Wausau, Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. This is the Wausau Business Show with JV backup quarterbacks Ryan and Paul.
For over 130 years, Ameriprise Financial has helped millions of Americans retire on their terms by providing advice for their unique goals. Stop in today at Strongbridge Wealth Advisors, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Advisors, LLC, and develop a customized plan for your retirement. Call Strongbridge Wealth at 715-849-3697. Office is located at 2711 Stewart Avenue, Wausau, Wisconsin. Visit us online at StrongBW.com. Not FDIC or NCUA insured. No financial institution guarantee. May lose value. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Why should your business consider Incredible Bank? It's simple. We'll help you do the incredible. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a growth-focused business pro looking to expand, or a nonprofit founder dedicated to bettering your community, we have the products, services, and commitment to help you achieve your goals. Discover how we can power your success. Visit IncredibleBank.com or stop by one of our branches today. Incredible Bank, member FDIC.
Psst, you're tuned in to the Wausau Business Show.
Whack-a-la-la-dee-o, whack-a-la-la-dee-o, that's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny.
100% pure, unadulterated Wassonian fine cut Wausau. I don't know what that means, but this is the Wausau Business Show. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And now, with his bagpipes, in commemoration of St. Paddy's Day, Ed G. Lombardo, everybody.
Hey, Ed. Looking good.
You brought your bagpipe. I want to ask how you learned how to play that thing in a second, but can you describe what you're wearing today?
Sure. This is a traditional Scottish wool jacket and vest.
I mean, it looks like something that is about $1,000 at least.
The set was about $1,000.
Okay. Oh, right on.
Right. Good guess. Right. Yeah.
Thank you. I hope you're listening.
Got lucky. There was a consignment shop in Victoria, Canada, and someone kind of my size had a whole used rack of clothes. The whole thing was sitting there, and it was like my perfect size, and it was the only one
in Canada.
Yeah, oh. I was in Victoria. There's a lot of Scottish in Victoria.
Okay.
That migrate there, and like the kilt could be $1,000.
Yeah, because you have a kilt on and everything. Yeah.
So I just it's all.
Can
used.
You stand up once, sure. real quick,
yeah.
for Paul?
Yeah, really? For the audience, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
just for the audience.
Oh,
yeah.
And what's that?
It's a fanny pack thing.
A sporum. They call
sporum.
It a sporum. Yeah.
And what goes in there traditionally?
Crackers. No, I don't know.
but tools for the bagpipe, or
it's traditionally during war. It was probably like
bullets,
medical kit. I don't know, you know, because it's all, you know, this was a war uniform. So
it was
probably where they carried stuff, you know, like that's why they used to have a knife, you know, traditionally.
In the sock area.
Yeah. I didn't bring mine. I do have one.
Where'd you learn that, Paul? I'm just curious. You picked that up along the way somewhere, huh?
Southside Irish Parade in Chicago. They have the whole get up. Yeah.
Say no more. Okay.
Yeah. Southside of Chicago. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how other pipers. Mine is mainly empty. But sometimes I put my phone in there.
Yeah, cool. Can you stand up one more time? I didn't sure. really get a look.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got the belt buckle. That is a huge belt buckle.
Is like that traditional?
A rodeo belt buckle almost.
That's what the other guys wore, so I started wearing it too, you know.
Does the insignia mean anything?
This one, no. It's just a traditional design.
Yeah, very. And then you have two buttons on. Well,
this is for the Wausau Curling Club.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Stevens Point Curling Club, because I pipe for both clubs.
You pipe for them?
Yes.
So. Okay. Is there the traditional curling club? Bagpipe festival, or what's that?
It's just
a tournament
during Bonspiels, the tournaments.
Yeah.
There's a tradition to have a piper pipe out the teams for the championship game. So the
His name didn't tell us about that. I don't remember. When we went over to the Wausau Curling Club, I don't think he remember. He didn't mention the bagpiper.
Well, he mentioned the history of curling, which I think is from Scotland originally, right?
Yeah.
So which would make sense.
In, you know.
But I don't remember him talking about specifically.
No, I don't remember the bagpipe.
That would have really got my dander up.
We'll have to go back to him and say, what about the bagpipes?
I don't do it. I can't be there all the time, but whenever I am available, I do volunteer there.
Very cool. So where did you learn, Ed, how to play the bagpipes?
So that's kind of an interesting story. I actually started with curling because I started in 2013 and I was sitting there, you know, and Wausau Club at the time was the biggest club membership-wise in the United States.
For the curling?
For curling, yes.
Wow.
Even before the new facility was built?
This was 2 years after it opened.
Okay. So right after
it opened. But leading into that, it was very large, membership-wise.
The largest membership of any curling club in the United States, right here in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Yep. All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still true, but
it
that
is,
wasn't.
Sure. It is.
True enough for now, right?
Yeah, right.
There's no fact-checking.
No.
But anyway.
We'd be in trouble if there were.
Yeah. Right. So I was like, well, hey, you know, and I play their instruments. I do like a one-man band kid set. I do for like the Imaginarium and Children's Festival. We have a Children's Festival in May for the Parks Department.
Yeah. Like where you have the cymbals on your knees and you
I have a drum on my back. It's a three-piece. I don't go crazy.
Okay.
But harmonica, guitar, and then a three-piece drum set.
Who is that guy that always used to on State Street down in Madison?
Oh, his name is Paul. Art Paul. Yeah, there we go.
Didn't he used to do some of that?
Yeah, I don't know. He might have had like a three-piece situation.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, some guys go crazy with it. They'll have, you know, 20 different things. I bought my set from a guy in Michigan, so I'm not that creative.
Cool.
But I just love playing music. My kids are 4 and 6, so I've been doing kids music the last couple of years.
Oh, perfect.
Our kids are that age too.
Right.
So, what other instruments do you play?
Well, I play guitar, the bagpack drum.
Okay.
A little bit of harmonica. I used to play piano.
So do any polka with?
I've been playing accordion.
Yeah.
You ask that.
Weird ale.
I've been actually getting into Cajun accordion lately. That's kind of another side project.
So you just picked this up and decided to learn how to play?
Yeah. So
YouTube?
Well, I was sitting there at the club, actually, you're talking about, someone mentioned, you know, that there's a tradition of piping in for the Bonspiels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we don't have a piper. There's no bagpipers really in Wausau. There's like one guy who does Uilleann pipes, John Shea, but he doesn't do the Scottish.
Hi, John.
I've heard John pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He plays a different kind.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's no, that I know of, any, I'm sure maybe some hiding in the woods, but no official piper I've seen in town who hasn't come in from somewhere else.
Didn't John Shea bring one of those to John Link's
bachelor party? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, his has the squeeze box.
Yes, it does.
Sing and do stuff with it.
Okay.
But yeah, so I was like, well, I like the Dropkick Murphys, some other bands. I was like, if I could learn even the basic stuff, it's like, it's the same two songs every time, I could be the piper for the biggest club in the U.S.
Yeah.
So I mean, you see that, kind of a neat carrot in your hat.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. So I was drinking, so I ordered the...
as all pipers should be, as we tend
to do after the, you know, the social side of it. But so I ordered the starter kits, like $100 on Amazon, like right there at the club. And it's just a little chanter. It's like a recorder pipe with a book, you know.
Okay.
And then I just started going through that book.
Okay.
And then I, after about 6 months, you know, I kind of got stuck at a point where I just kind of set it aside. It was collecting dust. And then interestingly, I was renting out my basement to this lady for the summer while she was looking for an apartment to move into.
Hard to find apartments in Wausau.
Yeah. And the last day we were just grilling in the back deck and she mentioned, hey, you know, there's no pipers in town. I think I'm going to start teaching. And I was like,
huh?
You mean like flute, bagpipe? Like, you mean bagpipes?
Right.
She's like, yeah, she was the head pipe in Madison or something for a Madison pipe band. Like,
what are the odds?
And yeah, and I, she never played when she was there and I had already stopped. So neither one of us knew the other one had any interest.
That's wild.
Couldn't connect the dots.
And she almost moved out. Like if she wouldn't have just said that flippant comment, I would not have gotten here.
Wow, that is coincidental.
Yeah. So she moved out, which was more awkward. It would have been nice to have taught me while she lived in my house.
Right.
Anyway, she gave me about 3-4 months of lessons and the confidence to
for free rent
to buy the bag.
That's a no.
Yeah.
Well, she had already moved out.
She moved out. I wasn't paying her rent.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, this is about $2,000 to get a decent set. So I wasn't able to spend that.
Yeah.
Without knowing, you get a box of hoses, it shows up at your door. You know.
Yeah.
So
now what?
Yeah. So I was like, here, now what? And she put it all together for me. So that's how I got into it for real. And then I've been self-taught ever since.
How did she become a person that lived in your basement? I'm just curious. Like, is that through music? Like, was there some connection?
No, it was just. I think it was a Craigslist ad.
So there was literally no connection.
No. It was I had an empty room for rent, and she was moving into town.
That is wild.
She
just,
you know, she didn't. She wanted to, didn't want to be in a rush. And I did a no contract.
Yeah, month to month or week to week.
So it's perfect for her. As soon as she found it, and
turns out it was perfect for you.
Worked out good. Yeah, I would not be doing this kind of stuff.
Energy of the universe is at work.
Right.
Okay. It's a weird one, you know.
And what are the notes that you play? I mean, is it all like C's and G's? Like
it's a key of
cowboy chords?
It's a key of A. Just a set of 7 or 8. I don't even know. Yeah. Somewhere in there. 7 or 8 notes. And it's A, but it's a sharp A. Like the hertz are not 440. They're 474 to 480.
That's why it's ear piercing.
Yeah. So they call it a B flat because it's a little higher.
Okay.
Little higher. Between A and a B is a B flat. So I played like with Feed the Dog and, when they played with me for the pub crawl, we found like the key of F kind of works a little bit.
So today you're doing a pub crawl for this?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is not the first time that you've done this traditionally St. Patty's Day themed pub crawl, right? With the pipes.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this?
5-ish. I think I started at WOW because I knew the owner and he asked me to play there, Bill Greenwood.
Yeah.
So that's how I even had the idea, I guess.
Former Lambeau Field bar in there. Curly Lambeau bar.
Right. Where can we find you today?
I'm going to start at the garage, I think. Or I'll be there between 5 and 6.
Okay.
Cool.
And then other bars, TBD.
So you bar hop and the bars that you decide to go to are just fortunate enough to have you there? Is that how this is going to work?
If the owner tips me a little, I tend to come back the next year.
Okay.
It's not required. My kind of rule is I'll play 3, and if someone offers me a shot, I'll take it. I'll play 3 more. If they don't, I go to the next one.
Good to know.
But I don't say that.
Right. It's not an official policy.
It's just the thing I do.
You have a group of friends with you then when you do this?
Sometimes. I had a buddy that was following me with a drum 1 year. he had terrible rhythm, but
he's since been fired.
I'm not going to say his name. Okay, I don't think he listens to the podcast. Maybe he does. But anyway, no, he's a great guy. We had a lot of fun, and I'd love to have a drummer with me again.
Yeah,
so you guys cool. don't play the drum.
No, but maybe we could fill in based on your last guy. Yeah.
You don't have to be that.
Not a very high bar. Yeah. All right. Well, let's fire this thing up, shall
sure.
we?
Yeah. Yep. Let's do it.
Bobby Lemovec. Yeah. Is going to see you in a little bit, huh?
Bob, buy him a shot. Keep him there for a few yeah. songs.
He's a sponsor of the pub crawl.
So okay. Yeah, the pub crawl is the thing that you do on the water, right?
Yep.
And Ed G. Lombardo, as he sets up his pipes here, that is something. When is the pub crawl going to happen this summer?
So it'll be July 26th.
It's always the last Saturday of July. Is that right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so far.
And you got about 1,000 people that go out on paddle boards and just bar hop on the Wisconsin River on Lake Wausau, right?
Yep. Kayaks is the biggest one, but paddle yeah. boards, we're seeing canoes.
Yeah, can't wait. We missed it last year.
On floats, you know, it's whatever. For,
did you wind up getting that pontoon that we were going to broadcast from last summer?
We didn't. Well, we got a boat with a double decker. It was okay.
Okay. A double decker boat. Wow. I'm having problems over here.
It was tight corners, but yeah, every year it's a different, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, very cool. That's yeah, don't worry about that. A little water. Yeah, so is there a lot of saliva that works up in these things? Because I seem to remember saliva just dripping all over the place.
Like there's a drainage component yeah,
yeah.
or something.
So yeah, I used to play trumpet, so I'm familiar with the saliva issues.
Issues.
there's a catch pipe in here where you drain it. Because it's all sealed up.
Yeah,
it's
like a catheter.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah.
Donate that somewhere.
Yeah, but there's a one-way valve, so when you're blowing in, it doesn't come back out at you.
That's smart.
Very high-tech engineering.
The rhythm is, you know, you're either breathing in, creating the pressure, or you're squeezing the bag.
So breathing in creates the pressure for the noise?
Breathing out, sorry. Into the bag is what I meant.
Yeah, all right.
So, but you have to balance it between when I'm not breathing into the bag, I have to squeeze to compensate.
Okay.
So that's what takes like an extra half a year to kind of get that.
The rhythm down, to kind of walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah.
While you're playing a melody.
Yeah, so while you're thinking about the notes, yeah. Okay.
I will have to tune this top one here.
Okay, let's tune it.
You know any Dropkick Murphys or?
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's inflating the bag.
We've got three.
Whoa.
Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, everybody.
Look at this.
Wow. That, it gets a lot louder. Hang on.
Oh, it gets louder.
Amazing.
When the moon meets the sky like a big pizza pie.
That is not a Larry song.
No.
I don't know why we went with that one.
It's really a beautiful sound.
Look
at that. Is that a G?
That's mainly an A. Okay.
Mainly an A. Okay.
So you're close.
Wow, yeah. That is very loud.
Yeah, 90 plus decibels from here.
Do you think the rest of the office could hear that, do you think?
I'm sure the rest of the office could hear that. I'm surprised we haven't had people come in.
HR's coming in. Yeah. HR Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
In an enclosed space, it's very loud.
Yeah, that is.
Bars, that's why I only play three songs at a time at a bar, so your ears can have a recovery.
Yeah, it's really festive immediately. Yeah.
Makes me want to drink a Guinness. What are the three different parts of the
outputs?
Yeah, can you explain?
Yeah, they call these drones.
Drones, so, okay.
Drones.
Actually, there's four reeds in this. There's one here for the chanter. That's the melody.
Okay.
And this is the accompaniment. So you're really a one-man band in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So the top one is, they're all A, but this is an octave lower. So
okay.
Bass and then your tenor drones. So these are both the same tune, and this is octave lower, but they're all A. A at 470, well, based on 474 hertz. So it's...
Okay. And do you have to tune that thing ever, or does it...
They do a pretty good job on their own. It's just you have to disassemble the one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, normally... If everything's working, I just have to tune that. That's all I had to do is tweak it like a quarter inch.
And what's the history of this instrument? Do you know?
You know, I've got some theories, but this particular one, they used it for war, you know, to excite the troops. Because remember, in a world with no amplified sound,
yeah,
you know, you hear something like this, and you might have like a dozen or 50 of these guys doing it.
And now I know I'm ready to rock.
In that
and they're hearing it for
right in that world, though.
Miles.
How would them? If it makes you feel like that now. imagine right. all you had. You
yeah.
had no experience with that kind of stuff.
It's just meant to pump you up. What a
full sound. Yeah. yeah.
That's the main, that's why they call them the Great Highland War Pipes. That's why they're so loud.
Yeah.
The more subtle ones that John has, which have, they have more octaves or more for yeah. entertaining.
Right.
Ed is still standing up prepared to play. So what's the most popular song that you can play on this thing? I turned down the microphone so you don't
blow us out of the water here. The words
amazing grace, how great thou art.
Okay,
I go to church more than you, Paul. Irish Catholic
and proud of it.
Wow,
such a full sound.
Lee, there's no better place to be in the world. And right here in Wausau, Wisconsin, USA, on St. Patty's Day weekend.
Listening to traditional Irish Scottish bagpipes.
Ed G. Lombardo.
Wow.
Whoa. That is great.
Now, where does all that saliva go? Let's get back to that for a second.
there's a hose in there. Okay.
Yeah,
it's not too bad, actually, when you first start, there's a lot of saliva, but when you get better at it, you just get smarter with stuff.
Smarter, right. Okay, yeah, smarter. Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
Well, have a seat back down here, Ed. That was really special. Got a couple more questions for you.
That was really cool.
Let me turn your microphone back up. There. Wow. And the rope there that's braided there, what's the history of that? What's the story there?
I mean, there's a functional reason to keep the drones from spreading out.
The drone sounds so high tech.
Yeah, but I don't know, you know, I don't know the colors. It's kind of like, I'm sure they, like anything else, your military colors, you know, your family colors.
Sort of like a flag or something.
Yeah. This is a red, white, and blue. So and
that is something.
It's been through times. I've taken it on the pub crawl. I've taken it to the, it's been to the Philippines, Mexico. I took it on a cruise ship and my wife's Filipino, so I learned the Philippine national anthem on bagpipe.
Oh,
I had to write my own. There's no version.
I was going to say, are you the first one to ever play that?
It's arranged by me. You know?
Yeah, that's cool. So. And you're going back to the Philippines coming up here on Monday, huh?
Yeah, March 17th.
Yeah. On St. Patty's Day itself.
Yeah, midnight of that night. So we got to go to Chicago.
Any particular reason or just vacation? Or?
Visiting her family.
Family, okay.
Yeah, we're looking at buying a rice paddy. So there's an investment opportunity.
Oh.
Diversifying.
Tell us more.
She really wants to invest in her country. That's been one of her things.
Sure.
Okay. You know, with the stock market being so high, I'm like, you know, maybe buying arable land on an island with limited space is a good idea. So, and it's something that we don't have to maintain, right? It's low taxes and her brother and cousin can actually manage the rice crop.
Okay.
So there's a residual income from the rice crop we can make. Plus the cost of land on an island, like farmland, it's
finite.
There's only one way it can go. It's just like property.
It's, you know,
it's the inversion of a lakefront.
Oh, we're not getting any more land.
This is a business show after all.
So, right. I do have to live. You know,
Wausaunians, we're just bringing you some international business strategies right now.
Right.
Here. In the rice trade, the global rice market.
That's right.
Well, how's the global rice market, commodity market doing these days?
The cost is up. The cost of rice is very high.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing for the farmers there.
Okay. So we can get this rice paddy marsh. Is it a marsh or?
It's kind of like a marsh wetlands. Yeah. Okay. I feel bad for my accountant, Ison. He's going to be like, what?
Excuse me? You're buying what?
Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to the Philippines. I'm buying low. I'm selling high.
No, it'll be fun. And we're going to put like a little picnic area out there for the workers and that we can visit when we come. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, really
cool.
Do
you export that rice back?
They sell it right there. Like they'll come along with the truck and they just buy it right from my understanding of it. It's all done there.
We love our local purveyors.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That's cool.
Ed, what do you remind people what you do for a living? Because we had you on the show about 6 months ago back in summer when you did your pub crawl because it's become so popular. Everybody knows about it and you're doing that again. But what do you do again just in your main line of work?
Day to day.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I've got two core jobs now. My main one is I'm a software engineer in financial payment processing and document scanning. So we're doing, you know,
document to OCR, reading the text off the, you know, handwriting and machine print.
Yeah, optical like, character recognition.
Yes.
Like Bob Weirock started there at Wausau Financial.
I used to work there. Yeah, that's where I got started when I was 20 years old.
Sure. Okay. Amazing guy.
Yeah. I'm still in the business with a different company out of New Jersey called Mavro Imaging.
Okay.
I was the second employee and now we're up to 30. So it's been exciting. I mean, this will be my 15th year there.
Yeah. And you've been working remote from Wausau.
Since 05. For Wausau Financial and for them.
A real trendsetter working remote back in 05.
Yeah. I think I was one of the first treadmill desk guys too. I did the standing desk before that. I've had mine. I'm on my second treadmill. So.
Well, you look like you're in good shape. Yeah, so it's working.
Nicely done. Well, and then your second core thing?
Yeah. So my wife and I have been building a business called A Taste of Manila, which is a Filipino. Right now it's a festival food tent. We started in the West Side Tasty Treats building, just doing takeout during COVID.
I loved it there.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. You're the guy behind it.
Regular. Yeah. Yeah.
That is a good place.
My wife, I'm the logistics. She's the cook. But we pivoted just to the numbers to make the numbers work. We pivoted to festivals. We did Jack Pine Jamboree was our first big festival. Mm. And we did that and we're like, oh, this is so much fun. And we can make the numbers
work. And profitable.
Yeah. That's kind of important. So now we're actually upgrading. This is the first, I haven't announced it to anybody yet. So I guess this is a good platform.
Hang on. Yeah. You want me to play the breaking news?
Yeah.
Thing?
Breaking news real quick.
The Wausau Business Show. Breaking news.
All right. Breaking news. All right. Got it.
We're switching from a tent to a food trailer. So we're actually getting a trailer built in Tennessee, custom designed just for us. We're going to pick that up in April. So I'm excited to not have to put that tent up, which takes me about 4 hours.
Same name?
It'll be A Taste of Manila. Yeah. We're going to be at the Bull Falls Blues Fest in Wausau for the first time. That one and the Jack Pine Jamboree are probably the two local events. And the Marathon County Children's Festival, May 10th. That one is, it's awesome. I play my music there too. So I'll be the music and the food.
Great music, great food. For those who haven't tasted Taste of Manila, it's amazing food. I loved it.
Yeah. Ed G. Lombardo, you're up for Mr. Wausau.
Mover and shaker. Yeah.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Safe travels and thanks for all you do for Wausau, Ed. Really appreciate it. What, out of curiosity, what motivates you? I know you touched on it when we talked to you on the phone, but what is the spark and the fire that breathes within you to want to do all these interesting things?
It's just...
Clearly a passionate guy.
Well, it's just fun to do stuff, to experience stuff. You know, I mean, I don't want to get too esoteric on it, but you only have so much lifespan. My father passed away last year and I've had an urge in the last 10, 15 years just to experience more stuff, being a software engineer, I could have just done that and retired. But, my wife's an amazing cook and I'm like, you got something here.
She sure does.
When we do Jack Pine and we get so many repeat business, like more than I don't see other, there's good trucks out there, but we get a lot of people come back that just like, thank you for coming back this year. I've eaten at your truck 8 times in the last 2 days.
Something different.
And I've seen it, it gives me goosebumps. I'm like, man, her food is special.
Absolutely.
And the service, we always strive for the highest quality. I drive all over Wisconsin to get the Filipino ingredients, which is a pain. I mean, I could get Kikkoman's. You know how much I stress over soy sauce? Like just to get the right soy sauce.
Kikkoman's doesn't cut it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Really?
In Wisconsin.
It's got to be from the Philippines. It's a different, and it is a different flavor.
Yeah.
Completely different flavor profile. So banana sauce is a nightmare to find. I'm probably going to have to start making it this year.
Do you know how?
No. I will, though.
Yeah, I believe you will.
There's some bananas. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Okay. But anyway, it's been fun. And that's, I really enjoy that, too. I like my main job, and I'm really enjoying this family business. My daughter is 6. She's all, 2 years, we're going to have her cashiering. And it'll be fun.
I got the kids bringing the garbage cans in up the driveway now.
That's a pretty big step.
They're 4 and 6. Yeah. They can't take it down yet, but they can bring it back.
Yeah, down's a little deep. He's got a steep downhill driveway for those that don't know.
I had Adeline's twisting balloons by Malarkey's in the summer, and Isabel had the tip jar.
Yeah.
So she would go up to the parents and go, give us money.
How can you say no?
Right.
And me and my buddy just played music in the background.
Yeah. And your dad, how old was he when he passed away?
76.
Oh, young. Fairly young.
Yeah. He had some heart issues. So
okay. When did he pass?
It was February, I think.
Of last year?
Of last year.
A little over a year ago.
Yeah. We just had a memorial mass for him, I played bagpipes at his funeral mass.
How powerful.
Yeah, did an amazing grace.
My dad passed away around the same time, unexpectedly, heart issues as well.
In his 70s as well.
Yeah, in his 70s. And so, I can understand your motivation now. And you only live once, so you might as well just throw it all up against the wall and see what sticks, right?
That's kind of where I've been, and now I'm kind of honing in, I got to I got enough things, irons in the fire. Yeah. I should work on those, you know.
Yeah, because if you do it all, you really do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, before you leave, do you think we could go out to customer service and maybe just walk around playing the bagpipes and wishing everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day?
I think that's a great idea. I think.
They'll sure, probably get mad at us, but we're troublemakers around here anyway.
So. Used to it.
All right, Ed G. Lombardo, everybody.
Thanks,
Ed. Awesome business show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. May the luck of the Irish be with you, Ed.
Welcome to the Heartbeat of Wausau.
The Wausau Business Show.
Hello, my name is Maureen Carlson of Greenfire Management Services. Greenfire is a trusted local commercial construction manager. Greenfire provides detailed and innovative services so you can focus on growing your business. We're all about helping companies and communities thrive, so Greenfire is pleased to sponsor the Friend of a Friend competition to support the continual growth of Central Wisconsin. Contact us today to discuss your next construction project. Learn more at greenfire.com. That's greenfire.com.
At Rooterware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Wausau's number one.
Number one.
The Wausau Business Show.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman.
Running through four leaf clovers and a case of Guinness beer, this is the Wausau Business Show. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. And now for those that are sober curious on St. Paddy's Day, that's kind of blasphemy, I think, but just in case, Forward Beverage. Here
All
we
right.
go.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
How many years is this now?
About a year and a half now.
Yeah, it felt like over a year.
Yeah.
And it's St. Paddy's Day weekend, so we're talking about the sober curious crowd, because everything that you serve here, the only thing that it has is, well, you can elevate to caffeine or you can elevate to THC, right?
Correct. Yeah, so we do non-alcoholic cocktails with and without hemp extract and other functional ingredients.
Am I wrong in saying THC? Is that the same as hemp?
Yes. The THC that we use is derived from hemp.
Okay.
That would be the legal definition.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Where does weed come in there?
People need to know.
Yeah. That's a really great question. So right now, hemp and marijuana are legal definitions. They're both the same plant, cannabis.
Okay.
Hemp is defined by the U.S. government as a cannabis plant that is less than 0.3% THC by weight.
Okay.
Dry weight.
Okay.
So you remove all the water and it has to be less than 0.3% delta 9 THC.
Okay.
And then the final products in the hemp market space that are derived from those extracts also need to be below 0.3% THC by weight.
This is what sets us apart. Paul makes his own emulsion. So he gets oil and water to mix. So the oil's from the hemp plant. It's 100% plant-based. There's no petroleum taste. It doesn't smell or taste earthy or dirty or skunky. It's super clean, and if you were ever going to try a product, this would be the one to try for the first time.
So this is I'm going to try the spicy jalapeno passion fruit.
Yes, the social seltzer.
Because it's green. There's got an element of green to it.
Yep.
Okay, so this is legal high.
Yes.
So you can still get kind of a little bit of is it a buzz that you get then?
Yeah, so it's the same experience depending on dosage. Everybody responds to it differently, so we start out with small doses and recommend that people take it easy and maybe find a comfortable spot if it's their first time
nice
doing it.
Nice and easy. Okay, yeah. Or you can just get something that's a carbonated beverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so here are the old fashions. Can you describe old fashioned in a can?
Yeah, so we call it the in fashioned. So we wanted people to know that it's in fashion to to be sober, to have a non-alcoholic cocktail.
Yeah.
And our in-fashion soft cocktail is, it tastes like a brandy old-fashioned sweet, and it has electrolytes, a little bit more potassium and magnesium than a Gatorade.
Yeah,
a little bit
less sodium. Magnesium is really trending these days, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it seems like everybody's talking about magnesium, or maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know.
Well, as you age, magnesium becomes a little bit more important just to help you with all of the many functions that magnesium helps the body do.
What are those things?
I know
it helps with restless leg syndrome. I read that.
Yeah, so the big thing that it does is helps with on the muscle relaxing side of things, and then we can also, our brains also use it to downregulate as well. So that's, we use magnesium in, as one of the ingredients in our Lavender Haze sleep elixir as well.
Sounds like a good Jimi Hendrix song. But,
you know, well, we're going to launch a Purple Haze next week.
Okay, all
so
right.
So that'll be a carbonated higher dose THC drink.
Cool. I want to talk about your guys' background here and how you started Forward Beverage. We are sitting in Forward Beverage in the tasting room right now, and very cool build out, very cool branding. Yeah, how did you guys decide to start a non-alcoholic beverage company?
Well, Paul quit drinking in 2021 after working at a brewery.
Which brewery?
He worked at Octopi Brewing in Wanakee.
Cool.
So
okay.
He helped put CBD into their CBD drinks and had this background in chemistry and food and research development. We moved to Wausau and we went out for our anniversary and he ordered a water. Like, there were no good options for him. He didn't want an NA beer. He didn't want a sugary mocktail. So I thought, well, Paul, you're so good at making this stuff. If you make it, I'll sell about it and talk about it. Because I had quit all my jobs in Madison and didn't know what to do with my time or my energy.
What were you doing in Madison, Amy?
I am a professional musician. So I worked for the church and I played the organ and the piano and I taught piano students and I accompanied some choirs. So this is a totally different game, running my own business and with my husband. But it's super fun. Yeah. And I have a lot of skills, I think, from what I did before.
Great on social media. Are you running that operation, the Facebook operation?
I'm on the Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of fun social media. If you don't follow Forward Beverage on Facebook, a lot of fun stuff going on there. Okay.
Yeah. So we opened the business from our couch in January of 2023. We found this space to rent, signed it downtown. We knew that this was a cool business opportunity in the area. The area is up and coming. There's a lot of great things about downtown Wausau. Yeah. And we opened our doors September of 2023.
Game on. Okay. And Paul, your background prior to, were you the brewmaster down there?
No, I managed research and development. Octopi Brewing was primarily a contract brewery. So we did have an in-house brand that we worked on and did releases with. But most of the work that we did at Octopi was for other brands.
Yeah, like co-packing?
Yes.
Any brands that we would know?
I can tell you that Untitled Art was the in-house brand that I helped work with.
Colorful?
Sam Green is the head brewer for Untitled Art, and he and I work very closely together.
Yeah, that was a cool brand and is a cool brand because all their beers have artists wrapped on their cans, right?
Yeah, and they partner with artists around the country to do their label artwork, and it's really cool.
And they shrink wrap it on in there?
Shrink wrap it on, so they're able to change. A lot of what they did primarily was one-off releases, so they would change recipes every time.
Okay.
And every release was a little bit different with a different artwork.
Yeah.
And it was a really cool way to launch new products. And eventually they settled on some real winners with their Florida Seltzer line, which is like, imagine a White Claw combined with a Spindrift, where it's like real fruit, but still like low enough calories.
Yeah.
And the flavor is just incredible in those. And then they have their NA beer that's really excellent. So.
Wow. And do you guys have any green stuff going on for St. Patty's Day this weekend for the Sober Curious or just the people that want to come in and get high?
We do. We've got some pre-rolls. So those are things that you can buy and take home. We've got some chocolates with some greens in them.
Wait, pre-roll? Are you really selling? What does that mean, pre-roll?
That means you don't have to drive to Michigan and you can get something that you can take and
There's
enjoy.
Literally things that
I've
look like
flour.
Marijuana in here.
Yeah, it's hemp.
Okay.
It's hemp.
So do people smoke that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that's not like an ice cube that you put in the drink.
Oh, no.
Correct.
Okay. Do they do that in here? Can they smoke that in here?
No.
Okay. No.
It's a non-smoking.
It's to take away.
It's to go. We're in a smoke-free facility.
This is a... So anyway, the bottom line here is that it's a very modern build-out, and you can come in, and I think what we need to express is that it's very relaxing when you come into Forward Beverage.
You get a warm greeting. You'll get an explanation about all
of our products. Yeah. You'll get to taste some things from the tap if you're interested.
And how many different lines are you guys running now? How many different varietals or how many different flavors are we doing? Because you're canning all of this, right?
All of our products that are wholesaled, we partner with co-packers for. Yeah. We do some one-off stuff in the back, but that's only sold out of here.
What's your best seller? Because you're distributing this through Festival Foods now and where else?
Badger
throughout
Liquor. Yep.
Badger Liquor and all throughout the state of Wisconsin and beyond, right?
Yeah. Our best seller is the In Fashion Soft Cocktail. It has been doing great in wholesale. People love it. It fits really well in supper clubs and bars. There's plenty of people who, you know, reach an age where their doctors say you probably just shouldn't be drinking anymore, or with those medications, you probably shouldn't be drinking anymore. And what the In Fashion has kind of found its niche in is providing the ability to have a familiar cocktail when you're not able to drink alcohol anymore.
Yeah,
veterans love it. VFWs and veterans drink it a lot. That's the feedback I'm getting. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So it's on the menu at a lot of different restaurants throughout the state of Wisconsin. It's available at Festival Foods and other grocery stores, notable grocery stores.
Grocery stores, liquor stores. You can get it around town here at Granite View Market. You can get it at Downtown Grocery, Red Clover Market.
Where else throughout Wisconsin in the grocery store chain market are you guys, aside from Festival Foods?
We're in Piggly Wiggly.
Shop the Pig.
Yeah.
Yes. Are we in? How are we doing with Quick Trip? How are we trending?
We haven't approached Quick Trip yet.
Okay. We're working on that.
We're going to get a little bigger.
Nice and easy.
A little bigger, yep.
Okay.
We'll definitely be there. And we're in talks with Woodman's and Total Wine.
Love it. Okay. And Amy, you were just telling me that you recruited somebody for the Friend of a Friend competition.
Yes, I recruited two people. I'm going to win that contest.
Oh, wow.
They're moving up here in August. They really love our drinks. They love what WASA has to offer. They love the nature. They think the downtown community is great.
What are they moving up for?
They are both entrepreneurs. She runs her own business, and he is a freelance writer and also works for NASCAR.
Oh, very cool.
He does some...
NASCAR?
Yeah. He'll get you. We'll get him on your show.
What does he do for NASCAR? Does he drive in circles, or does he do the pits, or...
No, he works
e-commerce
with their advertising and marketing department.
Oh, very cool. Looking forward to hearing more about that. Scott Wimmer, episode number 7 or something like that. But Paul, when you developed all this, your background is in chemistry?
Yeah, that's correct. So I'm a chemist by education and trade. I worked in various roles as Amy and I have been together and moved around, both federal government, local government, pharmaceutical labs.
Yeah. Where'd you go to undergrad?
UW Eau Claire. Proud alumni.
Yeah, blue gold. And is that where you guys met?
No, we met at church. I was the music director, and he was sitting far in the back, and then he joined the choir.
Wasn't there a story that you told me one time where he kept moving closer and closer to the... How does that go again?
I mean, he was sitting far in the back, and then each week I noticed he's like a couple rows closer to the organ, and then after Christmas, he joined the choir, and he can sing. He's got a lovely voice.
Oh, wow. Do you have a forward beverage jingle yet, guys?
Not yet, no.
Great idea.
So, Paul, when you were doing chemistry, where did you work? Were you at like DuPont or something? Or?
No, I worked for the U.S. Geological Survey as a chemist developing selective toxicants for aquatic invasive species.
Wow, okay. Which bodies of water?
Well, it was the Asian carp program.
Oh,
so
okay.
Kind of a local issue with the Great Lakes and the rivers around the area.
For sure.
So we were working on developing something that would selectively target those fish, and then kind of moved into some toxicology things in Chicago. And
You mean like toxicology,
like
as in
post-mortem medical examiner's office toxicology in Chicago?
Like grinding up liver and testing for drugs and alcohol.
Oh, wow. Southside or?
All of Chicago.
All of Chicago, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see how you might want to get out of that.
After we had our first son, we moved back to Wisconsin to be closer to family.
Yeah.
I got into the pharmaceutical industry there, and I always kind of tinkered and had ideas on the backside of things.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine and I started a supplement company where we sold supplements that help people recover from workouts. And we found a niche market with the veteran, police, fire, military community, CrossFit community too, people who are shift workers.
Yeah.
We had a sleep supplement that just kind of helped people sleep.
Wow.
And that's kind of where the Lavender Haze came from.
Okay. Did you exit that business or sell it, or?
COVID happened. And right before COVID happened, another company with a similar name to ours threatened to sue us if we didn't change, and they were much bigger and had been around a lot longer.
Okay.
So we rebranded the month before COVID happened, and everything just kind of did not go well.
COVID is COVID. So we're where are we going from here? What's the ultimate goal for Forward Beverage? What's the forward thinking, forward goal?
The forward goal is to be the NA brand of Wisconsin that people could be proud of, right? Like, we know Line and Kugels, we know New Glarus, but there's no NA. Yeah. So we are moving the beverage industry forward. We want to be known statewide, sold all over the state, and we want to grow our business to get there and be that recognizable brand.
Well, may the luck of the Irish be with you both. What's your heritage on this St. Paddy's weekend?
Northern European, Scandinavian.
But I'm a quarter Irish, and you know what they say. If you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough.
I love it. Okay, on that note, is there anything that is green?
No, we do not have any green beverages.
Not yet, but I'm sure we can come up with some dye system of some kind. You're a chemist.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put something together for the weekend.
Green stuff for those higher Irish vibes you're looking for.
You've got green stuff. Yeah, you've got green stuff. You've got a spicy jalapeno passion fruit here. That's definitely a green can. That counts.
It's a Packers can, yeah, right? It's green and gold.
And then you've got the green that you can smoke here. So, all right, here we go. The other thing that I think is important for people to know is, like, the tasting room is not the primary business here. This is just an added benefit for your tasting room, like a winery almost.
Absolutely. And drive before you buy, right? Yeah. Come down, see what it's like, and you can sit and have one, or you can buy some 4-packs to go. But, yeah, the best part of our business is that when our doors are closed, you can still order us at a bar, or you can pick us up at festival, or you can have us on the boat, or when you're camping, you know?
Yeah, the primary business model to what you're doing here is the distribution aspect.
Correct.
The tasting room is just icing on the cake, right?
Yeah, the tasting room we love having here as a showcase for our brand in Wausau, and you know, partnering with Granite Peak this year as an NA beverage sponsor, we got a lot of traffic coming in from the Hill of people from out of town who got to try our stuff there and then come to the store and see what we're all about.
Yeah.
That's why we opened the tasting room.
Yeah, just icing on the cake to the business model. It's not the primary part of the business model. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. So they can come in and try as many free samples of the THC as they want? Or?
Yes. Well, that's a great question. So everything on my tap is soft, right? So it's not with it in it. You just get the idea of the flavor profiles.
Okay.
And then you can either have it mixed in if you want to sit here and have a beverage, or if you want to buy it in a can, it's already pre-blended.
Okay. But you don't have to have something with the THC in it. You have other stuff without it, too,
yeah,
right?
I give all of the soft cocktails to my kids instead of soda.
Yeah.
Because there's no high fructose corn syrup. There's no dyes. We use really clean ingredients, so they get something fruity, bubbly, and it's actually good for them.
Love it. Paul and Amy, Forward Beverage. Any advice for the sober curious this weekend? St. Paddy's weekend. It's a weekend where everybody's going out and going balls to the wall. Any advice for the sober curious crowd coming into Forward Beverage that may not want to wind up on the floor this weekend?
We've got great options, right? We're always going to be in a state that knows drinking and loves to drink, but we want to be an option for people who don't.
All right. May the luck of the Irish be with you. And cheers. What is this here as we conclude?
The Espresso Nitrotini.
And what's in it exactly? Obviously espresso?
Yeah, espresso from the Pinery Coffee Company across the street.
Yum.
We've got chocolate bitters, an immune-boosting mushroom extract blend, and a little simple syrup.
Okay. And Amy was telling me that there's how many milligrams of caffeine in this?
120. It'll get you all ready for the day.
And a normal cup of coffee has like 80 or 90?
80 to 90 milligrams.
Yeah, wow. All right, I'm going to fly on out of here, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming on the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Happy St. Paddy's Day. Don't stop, get it, get it. Keep high, you captains in a steady. Watch me shabba green. Don't stop, get it, get it. Keep high, you captains in a steady. Watch me shabba green.
Well, that was cool. What are you doing for St. Paddy's Day? You're going to actually do a traditional get-up?
Yeah, I think we're going to do corned beef, cabbage, the whole get-up.
Yeah,
maybe some green beer. We'll see.
All right. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, Paul.
How about you? Traditional? Or are you going to try that forward beverage, maybe?
I'm going to have a hot dog.
Very American of you.
Yeah. I don't know. I might spend some time on 23andMe looking at my ancestry.
To confirm the Irish heritage, after
to
all?
Confirm it, yeah. Who's coming up with the show next week?
We've got the president and CEO of Weinbrenner coming up. You know, Thoroughgood Boots?
Oh, love them.
Yeah,
love
big fan. We're fans of that brand for sure.
Wausau's favorite work boot, and
absolutely.
Then some.
And then some.
We're going up to Merle.
Talk
to those guys.
They're a growing operation, by the way. They're exploding right now.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial during the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Brand new facility they've got being built, too. So we'll hear all about it next week on the Wausau Business Show. And until then, try to stay sober.
Good luck, everyone.
From high atop Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show. Luck of the Irish.
Transmission.
The end. Lover, I'm
2025. Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in downtown Wausau with great restaurants, Char Grill House, Lemongrass, Chow, Jalapenos, great pizza at Polito's, subs at Jimmy John's, food and drinks at the Pinery Coffee Shop, unwind at the Chocolate Cafe, stop by Forward Beverage, massages at the Reflexology Center, shop at Magnolia Soap and Bath, Isaac's Fine Apparel, Tanya's Bridal, get a trim at Modern Gents, find something classy at Campbell Haynes, plan your special event at the Jefferson Street Inn. Experience the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center, downtown Wausau.
In a landscape carved by billion-year-old glaciers sits a community rich with history and opportunity. A base camp to the outdoors and the Northwoods, where miles of rivers tempt paddlers and the fresh scent of pine fills the air on every trail. A base camp to theater, to the arts, experienced through the color of diverse festivals, farm-to-table and craft beverages. A community that prides itself on Midwest nice and knows how to four-season better than any other. Wisconsin's base camp. Visit Wausau.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.